This is the Lifting Standards Podcast with your host, Dalton Nicholas, a fitness professional with a new age view on the health and fitness lifestyle. Enjoy.
Welcome back. Season 2, Lifting Standards Podcast. We in here. We're doing it. Thank you all for enjoying the whole first season. I'm just going to call it the first season because we took a little hiatus. So that's going to be my whole ploy. That was just one season of it. This is season 2. For the first episode of season 2, I'd like to start off with building your own brand. So we're going to talk about building your own brand today. We're going to talk about what you have to do to start up a brand, like a fitness brand in particularly. We're going to talk about what you should do after you start up. So more of like branching out and reaching different platforms and different people. And then we're also going to hit a little bit on staying consistent with the brand, adding myself right there, talking to myself right there. And lastly, we're going to talk about how you should be developing content for your brand, what kind of things you should be doing, what kind of mindset you should be in whenever you're developing any sort of content for your audience. Okay. So with that being said, I will thank everyone for tuning in and listening. If you haven't subscribed yet, please go do that. We're bringing more content every week. I thank all of the subscribers for staying patient with me because I haven't gotten any hate mail yet, which was awesome. And let's just jump right into this. Okay, so starting your brand. First thing I want you to do is give yourself 3 to 6 months of figuring out what you want your brand to be, whether it be a CrossFit style of training on Instagram, whether it be like a powerlifting brand, whether it be a bodybuilding brand, a training brand, a specific style of training, whatever you want it to be, or it could just be a clothing brand, you know what I mean, relative with fitness, whatever you want it to be, you need to figure out what you want that to be and have a very like niche market right off the bat. Because if you have a smaller market, you know who you need to target, and it's just going to be a lot easier for you to know what to bring out for those people. Because if you're trying to hit all the markets at once, it's going to take a lot longer to build any sort of audience and or business, like money-wise, if you're selling things like that. The second thing I want you to do for your startup is to make sure you're passionate about it. I always say, like, you have to be passionate about whatever you're doing, but, like, for the brand, it's even more important just because it's such a grind every day. You have to put out content almost every single day and work on new things always. You're learning all the time, which is it's super fun to learn, but also like if you're not good at it, it's very grueling work. So make sure you're passionate about it, so that'll get you through all like the tough times that you're gonna have, especially at the beginning of making the brand. Third thing, I want you to talk to friends, brainstorm. Not necessarily everyone is going to be a good person to talk to about it, but when I first started lifting standards in particularly, I talked to probably about like 5 or 6 of my closest friends, and it went good. I got a lot of ideas, got a lot of places where I should go in town, so maybe that's something you could talk to them about if it's clothing in particular. But you could also learn about content to what they would want to see. Because, I mean, your friends will be brutally honest with you. You know what I mean? They'll tell you if they're even interested in it or not. But if they're your friends, they should support you anyway. And they could give you any sort of content that they even may think that people would want to see. So just talk a little bit with your friends. Just get a little bit more of an idea of what you should do. And then I think you might narrow down your choice, like find your niche, or they might talk you out of doing some sort of brand that they don't think would fit you personally, and they might save you some money there. Also, when you talk to your friends and the brainstorming that you do with them, you might get a name out of it, you know, because when you're trying to start a brand, like it's hard to really just sit in one room. Like you need to bounce ideas off of each other. And then if one sticks, one sticks. You can't really just sit there by yourself. Very rarely, I think, you can just start thinking about a brand name and then start it with just talking to yourself. Usually talking to other people will give you like some sort of validation about your name. But I mean, what if you want to stick with your name, stick with your name. But I think talking to friends about that will be a huge thing as well. Before you do anything, you need to save some money for this, definitely. When, man, I think roughly around like $3,000 in the first 6 months of lifting standards is what I spent. That's not everybody, obviously. I would expect that you would spend more. I was trying to put as much into it as possible. Especially, I was buying clothes outright. I don't even think that's the right thing to do anymore. I think you might want to start with drop shipping. That's huge. That's what I run Lifting Standards through now, is a drop shipping business. So someone else makes it, prints it, and sends it out to you, to the customers. So I think that's a really good idea for someone just starting out. But definitely saving money so you can launch everything all at once. Like, you don't have to be waiting for that next paycheck to put something out. And that'll do a lot for your brand, just if you can boom, 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 launch, say, your website, launch, say, like, a new line of clothing, launch, like, a new whatever you're doing right in a row. That'll be pretty impressive to anybody that you're talking about, which you should be talking to everyone about it. Next, I need you to have a business plan. This is huge, and I should have listened to my own advice at the time. I mean, obviously, hindsight's 20/20, but having some sort of business plan, not even just like what you want to do with the brand and like the places that you want to put your brand up, like Facebook or Instagram or a website or anything like that. I need you to have a business plan, like, for the money part of it. How much are you going to put in and how much are you going to get out? What are you going to do with the money when it comes in from a profit? Those types of things, and like, what's your cost? All of those, you should speak to someone about that, whether it be like a professional, depending on how big of a scale you're trying to go. You just should sit down and talk with someone, because if you're in a fitness brand line of work, I'm not trying to put everyone in a box here. I'm just saying maybe you aren't necessarily the best business person, and why would you not just go see, especially if you have like a friend or access to anyone for not necessarily a crazy lot of money. I think it would be a really good idea to go meet with someone about it professionally. Be ready to grind is the next thing I wanted to say to you. Because let me say, it is an absolute grueling grind at the beginning. Oh my goodness. Just so much stuff to get done, and you feel like you want to get it all done right now. And you shouldn't. You should never rush it. That's another thing I want to touch on right at the startup. But just don't rush it. You need to be ready to grind, because there's going to be a lot of things you're going to have to learn to do. I mean, videography, editing photos, coming up with outlines, like, those are all things I've had to learn to do, and I'm not even like 100% there. Like, my graphics and things like that are not 1,000% to like a professional level by any means, but just the little things that you're able to do by yourself will make it a lot, make your business a lot more self-sufficient, so you don't have to output all that work to someone else and cut into your profit margins. But when you first get started, learning all of that stuff will be a big part of your time with the business. Talking about it and promoting it is going to be a huge part of, obviously, starting your business or brands. And I think that gets overlooked, and everyone thinks it's just like all so fun and games, but like, putting out content, putting yourself out there every time you go out is a little bit harder than it looks, especially when you're talking about a brand that you're creating and people aren't necessarily the most receptive to that all the time. I was very lucky when I first started the brand. A lot of, like, when I talked to people, they wouldn't just like shit on the brand, but it's definitely not like that everywhere and not for everybody. So just be ready for that. Like, it's kind of a mental strain at the very beginning, especially if people don't believe in you, which is tough, but you should still go through with it, still put it out there. Because with the internet these days, oh my God, like, just because you don't get the support of your friends and like family necessarily, like, if you don't feel like you're going to get that, you can get so much support through the internet. Like, there's millions of people that use the internet every day, every second probably, and you'll be able to reach them with a simple post. Like, not all of them at once, obviously, and you'd have to build that, but you have access to seeing all those people. You can interact with them yourself and then maybe draw them into your business. You have so much opportunity on the internet that even if you don't think that you have a pretty big audience in your hometown or wherever you're located or your family, like, you'll still be able to reach a good amount of people if you stay consistent with everything you're posting. Before you launch, I think you should look at other people's brands. So everybody knows a successful brand. It's on every commercial that every TV show you watch, you'll see a brand pop up. Just whatever your you're going as, like whatever type of brand you want to promote for yourself, go look at some of those brands, especially the websites, I think is huge. I looked at a bunch of people's websites when I was creating mine, and that helped me a lot, gave me a lot of cool ideas. Look at their Instagram pages for like the content that they post, because obviously they're doing something right. Look at their story content. Once again, obviously they're doing something right, and that'll give you some ideas, because just sitting there and coming up with ideas is a lot harder than it looks or you would think. And look at their Facebook as well. Like, just look at every aspect of that brand, see what they're doing. Take a couple ideas here and there from each brand that you look at. I would say look at like maybe six successful brands. Like, you can look at as many as you want. But I think I looked around like four or six of them. And then just take the little pieces. I wouldn't say take notes, but like as you're building up your website or your Facebook page, just take those little things that you've learned from them and throw them into yours. It's not stealing. You're just getting creative information from them. It's not like you're taking their brand name or you're completely copying. And there's so many people out there, so many brands, man. Like, don't be afraid of copying people. Like, anybody who says, oh, you're copying me, like, there's 1,000,000,000 people that have already done it for you before that person. So like, you'll be good. Just do what you need to do to build up your own brand. Oh yes. Build a lot of content. I cannot stress this enough. If you are able to build up content before your launch, you will be in such a better position while you're launching. Cause as opposed to doing all the content at that time, you'll be able to focus your energy elsewhere, like marketing or just going out and setting up a booth. Maybe just, you'll be able to do so much more than just having to worry about creating content 24/7 for the brand. So that's a huge thing to do before you get started. And I mean, any time that you're in the brand too, you know, as long as the brand is alive, you should like try to find a couple days where you're able to just mass produce a bunch of content so you don't have to worry about it for the rest of the month or rest of the week or however big scale you can do content. Oh, yes. So definitely there's a website, Fiverr is what it's called. This isn't an ad, but this is what I use for most of my graphic design, because in my hometown, I had a horrendous time finding someone who was a graphic artist. Like, I would ask around, nobody knew anybody. Like, I think at this point now, and Lifting Standards started in, when was it, 2016? It's 2019, 3 years, I've found two people in my town. It's not that I was looking all the time and stuff like that, but when I first came out with the brand, I was looking to try to have someone help me with my logo and t-shirt designs and all that. And Fiverr is literally like $5 on there. So it's not as expensive as everybody would think. But if you have access to in-person graphic design, I would recommend that too, because it's just a little bit easier than having to type all this stuff out through email, as long as it's not crazy expensive. But definitely do that as opposed to making your own logo. I have never seen anybody who made their own logo had it look extremely well. Not saying you're not creative, but it's definitely, let the professionals handle what they can do and let you worry about the rest of your brand so you don't have to worry about that. And then I would say same thing with website design. So you either need to take like a month or two to figure out how you want to have your website set up, whether you're looking at other people's and taking bits and pieces, and just you need to learn how to design it, because there's a bunch of places online now that you can create your own website. And it's easy. It's very easy to do, but it's time consuming because you don't know how you want it to look, how you want it to navigate throughout the whole page and the cart. And there's so many things you can adjust and make special to you that I think it would be very well worth your time to have someone else do it for you. But it's a lot of money, so it depends on your starting budget and things of that nature. But I can tell you that I made liftingstandards.com the first time, and it was horrible. So I think having some sort of easy access website where it looks clean is definitely a big thing you should focus on when you're first starting a brand. And now I made this one the second time, but it took me like 2 to 3 months to put together. So either you put aside a good chunk of time or you have to put aside a good chunk of money. Either way, you're putting aside a lot of something. So just make sure that that website is on point, because it's the first impression that they get of you online, other than maybe an Instagram page. But if they're looking to buy from you, that's their first impression of you, and you really want that to be clean, okay? Next, for starting it up, we are going to talk about shopping around before you buy. So if you're doing clothing, you need to either look around online or look around your local print shops, because local print shops gave me a really good deal right at the beginning of the brand. So you should maybe check that out, especially if you have a friend working there or something. Or honestly, most of them will still give you a deal just for going, like keeping your business local with all the printing available online and things of that nature. I've said that a couple times. right now I'm going through Printful is the website. That's a drop ship company, and it makes it super convenient. There's a bunch of them out there. It's just pretty much whatever you're looking for. I use Shopify for the website too. I forgot to mention that before. Those are two like awesome platforms to use, very easy to use. But Printful, you need a little bit of graphic design knowledge just to get everything put on the thing, on the t-shirt or on the file that you send into them, because they don't have, like, it's not like they do it for you, I believe. I had to do it myself, so that took a little bit of time to do, coming up with all the designs on that website. So make sure you're adding that into your timeline as well. And you can shop around those websites to, like, Shopify, Printful, the two different, like the dropshipper and the website. You can look at different places and find better prices if you need to. There's so many options out there. Don't just settle because you think it's just one option that you have. Now I need to say, being on all social medias is going to be huge, and it could be counterproductive. So if you're able to keep up with the content, or at least just spread it around all three or two, whatever, four, however many social media platforms you're on, it'll be huge for you to do that. But I find for myself, it's kind of counterproductive at times. I find I either post a lot on Instagram, post a lot on Facebook, post a bunch of podcasts at a time, and then I fall off on one of the other. So just make sure you're able to consistently put out content on all of them, and I think you'll be fine there. But if you need to just focus on one, that's okay too. If you just really want to boost up your Instagram and your audience on Instagram, like, just go right after that. You don't have to worry about the other ones too much right at the beginning. Just make sure you know you'll have to do that at some point, or at least have some sort of presence on there. You want people to be able to go on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on YouTube, onto your website. They need to be able to follow you everywhere. And that way you just have a bigger net to throw out, catch watching eyes or listening ears. The last thing I want to talk about when we do a startup for your brand is something that I'm not sure I wish I did, but I think it would be right for some people at the in the right situation. Is I'm talking about a partner, because I know of a couple people who are looking to start it up, and they're friends and they want to start a fitness brand. And I just thought about the amount of work that two people can do for one business or one brand. And that just like made my mind boggle with how much more you could get done and how more consistent, because you've got the two men working or two women or two, you know what I mean? Just taking that idea of having two people working for the same goal, I think that would be huge if it was the right situation. Obviously, I'm never really one to mix family and business or relationships and business. So I would say maybe a good friend, not necessarily your best friend. I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard decision to make. I think it's very useful and very valuable to have another person working on the business, but you need to have the same like morals or like same eyesight idea for the business / brand that the other person does. You both need to have intertwining visions for the business / brand. That was segment one. We are going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. LOL. I get to say that. That's cool. And we'll be right back with segment two of the podcast. See you in a second. And thank you for listening to that. That helps us build up our podcast studio with a little bit more nice equipment, I would say. We got to do the sound box, the real word. What was the real word for that? Audio interface. That's what it is. So we got to do the audio interface. We added that maybe 6 or 7 episodes ago, which upgraded the quality of the audio a lot. And then we also got the tripod so we could do the clips for Instagram like we do. So those little ads will add up eventually, and we'll be able to add way more cool things to the podcast. So I appreciate you listening through those. Thank you very much. I know they are a pain sometimes, but back to the regularly scheduled program. We're going to start talking about branching out and reaching different platforms with your brand. So when you're started off, when you first started off, you may have focused on one platform specifically. Now it's time for you, maybe like 6 months to a year afterwards, once you've been really consistent with building your brand's audience through content on one of those platforms, now it's time to start branching out into different things, whether it be like started on Instagram, moving to Facebook, trying to build the audience there, or it started on Twitter, starting to move to Instagram, start taking more photo content based things, whatever it may be. You could be adding videos to the repertoire of content that you do, podcasts, whatever you're doing. You just need to add more to your normal planned content that you have already. But before you do this, you should take just as long as you did when you first started the brand. So I would say just a month or two learning about the new platform that you want to go on, just to see how other people put content out on that platform, how they build an audience on that platform. You'll just learn a lot from looking at other people there. So just make sure that you do a little bit of research before you just jump right in. You will learn a lot just from doing it. Like with this podcast myself, if you go back and listen to episode 1 or 2 into now, the quality is like night and day. And then when we do the clips for Instagram off of this podcast, it's just so much like the video editor that we use now, or me, it's just a lot better than before. Those are things I've learned throughout it, but I'm sure I could have learned right from the beginning if I watched enough YouTube videos or looked it up on the internet enough. So I think if you do a good amount of research before you jump into whatever you're going to do, you can make it better right from the very beginning. And then once you start doing it, you learn little things as you go. And so the reason why I want you to do this is that there's so many people to reach on every platform. It would be silly to just stick to one platform and just keep going with that when you have so many other avenues you could reach or go on to and reach other people. And those people that hear you or see you on that platform, they're looking to find people to follow. Like, I have people that I follow on YouTube. I have people I follow on Instagram. And it's all people that I was just on the app or the website getting in one of those wormholes that you all know what I'm talking about, YouTube wormhole, where you just end up 20 hours deep. No, not 20 hours, 20 videos deep. And you're just sitting there going through all of them. And then, you know what, after, if I've gone through a wormhole and I see like 6 or 7 of the videos are the same person, I usually end up subscribing to that person. And then I start following what they do. If it aligns with my own mindset or goals or activities. So if you know you have a very limited audience on one platform, I would do this a little bit sooner. So, I mean, if your interactions or your engagements on the platform that you're currently on when you first launch, maybe 3 months into it, and you're not getting a lot of engagement, I would maybe change your content a little bit and then also maybe change your platform. You could start looking at a new platform then, but it's not always going to be the platform. It could also be your content. Whenever you have one post, this is something else that I want to talk about for just reaching different audiences, is whenever you have one post, a certain piece of content blow up, you should redo that one piece of content. It wasn't a mistake. It's because that content sits with people and connects with people and is very eye engaging with people. So you should try to take that piece of content and copy it. Obviously not the same details in that content, but maybe if it was an outline, just do that outline like that from now on. Or if it was a picture, do more pictures across that style, across your Instagram with that style of picture. If it's a video, do the same videos. It's not a mistake when a piece of content blows up. Like, It's not just one day, boom, like, unless it's a viral video and you got very lucky. You should try to find what pieces of content do well with your audience and then continue to make those. Another thing I would say is you could team up with other people or brands. We do this at Lifting Standards with the affiliate or athlete program, where we try to reach other people's audiences and just build with people who we think align themselves with the right mindset or the same standards as us here at Lifting Standards. So you could do that with your own brand. So obviously I wouldn't say if you are a bodybuilder, I doubt that you would probably want to partner up with a power lifter right away, because like it would kind of give a mixed message. But like certain time down the line when you've already established your brand, I think teaming up with other realms of lifting will be a great idea. And I'm not saying you should not like that person, but I don't think it would make a lot of sense to just align with someone so early on in developing your brand. It may give mixed signals to people to what your brand really is, and you don't want that at all. But teaming up with other people and brands can double your audience size within a day, just because all the people that they know, especially if it's someone that you know and it's not in your friend group or family, it's just someone you know from going to one place and you only see them there seldomly, that means that they go somewhere else. Like if I'm talking about the gym and you only see them there very rarely, that means they probably go to another gym where they will wear your stuff or talk about their new partnership with you. And that's a whole nother audience of people. So you should focus on branching outside of just the places that you regularly go. Main thing to focus on here is you just want to build a bigger audience. That's the key point to this segment. Building the audience is going to build more everything for your business, more community for your business if it's a training brand, more revenue for your business if it's clothing, and it's just going to build your reach as well, obviously, and you'll be able to do more when you have that bigger reach. As long as you keep your ethics and your authenticity, you will be able to do more once you get to a higher audience level. And you'll be able to get more ideas from them as well. You'll start to be able to use the audience for ideas of where you should go with your brand. At least like the little whisper in your ear. You don't have to listen to them always, obviously, but you want to give the people what they want for sure. So those are all my tips for building up your brand and reaching different platforms and reaching different audiences. I think that's a huge thing you should do. Once you have kind of established your brand as what you want it to be, I think you should focus on just getting your brand up first. Like, obviously you want to build the audience right away too, but you should want to just have enough content on your page, and or maybe it's a podcast thing, enough podcasts or enough YouTube videos on whatever you're doing before you start trying to reach out to other people, because it might not look as official as if you had like 50 videos on YouTube. You might want like 200 videos on YouTube or 100 posts on Instagram or a bunch of posts on Facebook with a lot of engagement. That'll all look a lot better than if you just start promoting a page with no pictures or no like one podcast. You know what I mean? It'll just be better for you if you just focus on getting the content out at first and then start to reach out afterwards. So that's all I had for that. On to the next segment. But before the next segment, I know we have just one more ad for this episode. This just available for me, so I'm going to play that now. Thank you very much for listening through this again, and I will see you on the other side. Thank you once again, everyone. Let's jump right back into the next topic, staying consistent. And this is basically me talking to myself for the next 20 minutes. No. Well, the whole thing is me talking to myself. Lol. We're going to start talking about staying consistent with your brand because it is such a grind and it's not pretty. And you just need to know that you have to just put in the work and it will pay off. Every little small win that you have will feel like you just made $1 million. It's so worth it, honestly. And it's just having something that is yours is just so great. I haven't talked about that enough in this podcast, but honestly, you're so proud of anything that your brand does. and you don't feel that way about most other things in your lifetime, you know, like maybe, I don't want to compare it to having a child or something, but it's not the same as if you're not as happy if you hit like a sales goal for another company, you know, like this is your thing. So it just feels a lot different when you hit your goals that you want to do. So staying consistent is going to be, staying consistent is going to be everything for you in this first year of your brand. Knowing that your brand is consistently putting up content is going to draw more eyes and ears. Putting out more content will obviously build your reach, but it'll also build your reputability, for lack of a better word, your reputability. It'll build up the fact that you look professional. You look like a legit brand is what I mean by that. You don't look like some cardboard box company, you know? Everything that you have out on the internet is going to be a representation of your brand. So just staying consistent with adding the number of posts will make you look really legit. And just make sure the quality of those posts are also good. And that will be a huge major key. It's going to be a major key to starting and staying consistent throughout the whole first year. And then that'll put all the habits to make sure that you're consistent with the content for the rest of your brand life. Another thing you need to stay consistent with is marketing. So if you're selling something, you need to have discounts or some sort of special almost all the time. You need to, or at least be planning them all the time. They don't obviously have to be on sale every day, but just make sure you're staying up with all the current and like most known sales. Like they had a Memorial Day sale, Mother's Day sale, Easter, any sort of holiday, you want to have some sort of special to offer to bring people in for whatever you're selling, whether it be training. I know I don't really like putting a discount on training because it's your service. It's almost putting a discount on your knowledge, but depending on what you're trying to do, you might have to do that. And just make sure you're, if you're just doing clothes, you need to just keep putting out new stuff. You don't want to just have the same old stuff all the time. That's kind of a, doesn't look too good. If people have been following you from the very beginning and they're like, dude, when's this guy going to come out with a new line of something? Like, that's not cool. It's not going to do well for your brand. And another thing with staying consistent, this is just around the topic too. If you're not working on your brand, that doesn't mean, like, if you're not working on your brand and it's not doing well, that doesn't mean your brand is failing. That means you're not working on it. You know, it's not going to go anywhere unless you work on it. It's not, you're not just going to randomly start building traction if you don't work on putting stuff out or work on whatever you want to do with your brand. So you need to put a lot of energy into it. It's almost like a second full-time job. And the more you put out, the more you'll get out of it. But it's going to take time. And putting the energy in every single day is going to be the best way to build. And it's hard to do for everybody. It's hard for me to do. Like, I can admit that to you straight now. It's a very hard thing to do, is to put out consistent content and coming up with new ideas for everything. But it's definitely worth it when you do it, because you can see right away within the first week, first month of the of doing that, you can see the increased engagement that you have with all your platforms. So you definitely want that to be the main focus. If I have not gotten anything else through to you through this podcast, that is the one thing I need you to do, is stay consistent. It's worth it. Put a lot of energy into your brand and it'll pay off for you. Lastly, with staying consistent, I think I talked about it a little bit in the last segment, but don't worry about your followers. You don't need to have 100,000. You don't need 1 million followers to make a difference in people's lives, first of all. And it doesn't, you don't need 100,000 followers to have a successful brand. The amount of followers you have does not correlate to dollars earned or whatever, or audience earned. That doesn't, like, they don't correlate. Yes, obviously it's good to have a lot of followers and have a bigger audience. But if you check your engagement on whatever platform you're doing, if you have a bunch of followers and no engagement, that's not really like a fan base. That's just a lot of followers for a number. You want to have a very good engagement rate from your followers to how many people look or see your post, or at least you want them to like it, comment, go to your profile whenever you ask them to. You want a lot of that. Having the followers is cool, but nowadays a lot of people just follow just to get themselves into your timeline or your activity bar on Instagram, and they don't actually follow or look at your stuff. So you want a lot of engagement and a lot of profile visits specifically for a clothing brand. You want a lot of that, and you don't need a lot of followers for that. If you use the hashtags, you'll get a good amount from that too. And if you have a good piece of content, it'll blow up on Instagram. It's called the, what is it called on Instagram? The page where it's not your timeline, but it's suggested for you. I'm drawing a blank on what that is called. Wow. It's like a new for you. It's not new for you. I know that's not the name, but it's basically just a bunch of content that they think you would like. So if you put out a good piece of content, fitness related, there's a good chance it'll get on there. At least for a little bit. It won't stay forever because there's so many posts fitness related wise every second of the day. But if you put out good content, you'll eventually get onto that page too, especially if you hashtag, and you'll reach a bunch of people through that. A lot of people look through that. I look through that every now and then, and I'm a very like low Instagram user, and I still look through that page. What is that page called? Suggested? Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm going to pause the podcast for 1 second so I can look up what that is called. Hold on. Be right back. It's the goddamn discovery page. So if you go on your discovery page, you'll see, or you can look up a hashtag, you can look up anything, and you'll see all the like top posts and the most recent ones. If you end up in that top post, you'll get a lot of views and people will check it out and usually will check your page out. So if you have a bunch of other good content on there after you get one of those up there, you could gain some real followers there. Just the idea is you don't need to, don't worry about your followers, like keep grinding at your brand. It's not going to, you don't need 100,000 in the first year, like consistently build and eventually you will gain what you earned. All the energy you put in is the energy that you'll get back, most likely, I would say, especially if you have good content. Good content is probably the number one thing to focus on for your brand. All right, so that was staying consistent. I think we touched on that enough. The next part is going to be the last segment. I would just like you to thank you for tuning back in. Subscribe if you're enjoying the stuff so far, and go check out all our other quick plug right now. Check out all our other platforms. We have Instagram at Lifting Standards Training. That's where we post a lot of our training clips and or little graphics with little tips and information, or these podcast clips. You can go to Lifting Standards on Instagram, and that's a post for all of the clothing. Go to liftingstandards.com, check out all the clothing, and we also offer training on there, online coaching, different levels, basic package. We offer a premium, and we also offer athletic training. So go check all that out. If you are enjoying all of this today, go check out our other episodes too. And with that being said, after that quick little plug, let's talk about thinking with your audience in mind. So the thing that I want to stress about this is more difficult content, maybe like more time-consuming content, is usually what your audience is looking to see or wants to see. You know, the quick selfie in the mirror is not, like, nobody cares to see that. Nobody wants to see that. Maybe they do. I don't know your audience, but I know my audience doesn't want to see that. Your engagement and views will increase if you start to think about what your viewers want to see. That's why I said earlier, if you look at your biggest post with the most engagement, you should recreate that. Usually that's not going to be a selfie with your shirt off. I don't know, maybe for your audience it is. That's not usually what I hear most about. Thinking with your audience in mind for your content will help you get more outside of your own head, because usually when creating content, you're like, oh, that's a lot of time or something like that. But if you start thinking as an audience member as opposed to yourself, you're like, oh, that would be really cool to see. Like, I would want to see more of that. Or you could even ask your audience what they would want to see depending on if they're interactive or not. And I think a lot of people will skip out on the harder content to do just because it's a lot of time. Like I said, this is a lot of energy to do for any brand and one person usually, at least at the beginning. It's a lot of energy. So just putting in enough energy to do all the harder content will give you better content. It's not, it's very, those two concepts go hand in hand. Hard content is usually good content, except for maybe videography. If you aren't good at videography, I wouldn't necessarily say do that. Not saying that you shouldn't focus on the things that you love to post, but maybe like a 3-to-1 ratio on things that you like to post. The things you like to post being the one, and the three things that your audience members like to post. That's just a quick ratio. Honestly, it should be all what your audience members like to post, but your mental health is good for you too. Like, if you really don't like making the types of posts that your audience members enjoy seeing, maybe you should switch up what you're trying to do, because whatever your audience wants to see will pretty much coexist with what your brand is. So if you're not enjoying making that kind of content, you might want to switch up whatever you're doing with your brand, because it's just not going to work if you don't enjoy making the content that the audience wants to see, because then you're not going to do it, and then your audience is going to go away. So it'll end up badly. Make sure that you like to do what you're doing for your brand, like being 100% honest with yourself, like to do it, not just doing it because it's a cool thing to do. And that way, you know that when it's time to grind and put all this energy into the brand, you're not going to just back out, because it's very easy to start something and skip out on it when you're the owner and you don't have a deadline or money on the line. You know, it's not like you have a CEO above you, like breathing down your neck, or you're going to lose next week's paycheck. This is a brand. Like, you're going to lose audience members, which is potential dollars, but it's very easy to not worry about that because it's all like a hypothetical thing. And even your brand in your own mind could be a hypothetical thing. But if you just think about this like a real job and having real deadlines and real money is on the line, because realistically it is, because if you put in enough energy and put out enough content, people will start believing in your brand or you specifically, and then they will put up, they'll show love to your brand, they'll buy your stuff, whatever it may be, your training, whatnot, and you'll gain the support that you deserve at that point. Whatever the energy you put in is the amount of support that you'll get out of this. So I don't think putting up content that you find easy will do specifically well with your audience. All the harder content I do, I see that it does a little bit better than like the quick, here was my workout today. But something is definitely better than nothing. You don't want to not post. That is the death of a brand, is not posting. So you definitely want to keep consistent with the posting, even if it's a 3-to-1, like what your audience wants to see, and like the quick and easy stuff that's easy for you to do and doesn't take, too much time out of your day. Most important thing you need to do for your audience is to add value to whatever 10 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute on Instagram, whatever you are putting out there. All the time that they're listening or watching you or seeing the picture that you post has to add some sort of value, because if not, they're not coming back. Like, I see stupid stuff on my Discover page. I figured that out. I see stupid stuff on there and I don't even take a second glance. Like, I barely even take a glance. It's like 0.3 milliseconds of my eyesight time that they get for a stupid post. And sometimes you get tricked and you might click on something and it might end up being a stupid post, but you're not gaining followers by that. I just swipe left and I go back out. It's not gonna do well for you if you do not have good content or valuable content specifically for your audience members. And building the value, build your value up so high that they keep coming back every day to see what you post, or every week to listen to your podcast. Wink, wink. Keep building that value so they keep coming back, and you just build value and then ask for something. You don't have to, like, people who always, like, every single day, hey, I do online training. Next day, hey, I do online training, you should sign up. Next day, hey, did you know I do online training? Like, no. That's not how you promote yourself or your brand, and that's not going to help you anyway, honestly. You may get one or two people to sign up, but you're also getting like 150 other people that are following you are like, hey, I don't really care. Where's the nice content? You need to build value, build value, build value, build value. Ask for something kind of, very slightly, like mention it throughout your normal content posts, and then more value, more value, more value. There's no point in just continually ask for something because it's not going to get you anywhere. Next thing I think you should do for this, like having your audience in mind, is to have some sort of timeline for your content. If you miss the timeline, you're going to lose followers. That is just blatant, like upfront. But if you have a timeline, people will check in, like not like they put a timer on their phone, like, hey, go check out this page. But in their mind, they'll almost automatically think to go to your page every Monday if you post on Monday at 8:30 every week. If you just have some sort of timeline for every platform that you do, it'll give them a reason to keep coming back on those specific days, and you'll get better engagement on, because you're only posting on those specific days, and they know that, as opposed to randomly posting throughout the day and nobody knows anything about it and they randomly see it on Instagram. So I think a timeline will be huge for you. The last thing I want to speak about is just being authentic and being honest with your followers. Nobody wants a fake personality online. That's not going to do anything. It's not going to sell anything for you. It's not going to build a brand for you. You should be authentic, be yourself, be honest, and just be passionate about what you do, and that'll build enough of an audience for you to realize that you have a good reach in this world. It's not like I have a million followers or anything like that, but I can tell you I know for a fact that I've affected people's lives, and that's what keeps me going throughout this building of a brand, is knowing that you can actually affect other people's life at any point in time. If you just actively try to affect other people, you will do it. And I hope hopefully it's in a good way, but it's an amazing feeling to know that you can help other people or affect their lives in a good way, positive, when there's so much bad in the world. And there's no reason why you should not try, because it's super easy to do. I know I said it's such a grind this whole time. It is a grind, but it's a fun grind. And especially when you reap any of those rewards, like, I'm not talking money. I'm talking when you hear those stories about people like saying they got inspired by you, or if someone reposts something and has some sort of nice thing to say about it. Like, those little wins make everything worth it. All the time spent in the studio making a show, or all the time spent on your phone creating content for your Instagram, it all is worth it at the end. And I think everyone should make their own brand, because it is such a learning experience through everything, and having your own business is such a learning experience that I don't think you could learn this anywhere else. And lastly, I would like to thank you all for joining me for this awesome start to season two, we'll call it. I'm going to put out a schedule this week for when the next one should be out, Talking Podcast. And you could check on any of our Instagrams, or on the Lifting Standards Training Instagram is the most active one right now. You can check on there for any of the clips of this, or clips of the old podcasts, new training tips, all that stuff. But I will usually do any sort of voting for the next podcast, or voting for the next content on there. So you should go drop a follow over there, and you'll be able to keep in touch and also put your input in for the next podcast that happens. And you'll also be able to find out when we will do the next podcast, and like what day of the week will the podcast always come out on, because I am committing to this and I'm going to be more consistent with my content. You heard it here first. Probably not first. I've probably said it before, but I am serious. I'm going to put out more podcasts. This will be season two, and I am so grateful that you spent this whole time with me. Thank you so much. I will see you on the next one. Peace.